You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network. Attention all timeshare owners. Is this what you'd like to do with your timeshare contract? Do you own a timeshare and just want out? Thousands of timeshare owners are getting out of their timeshare contracts. With the help of Timeshare Compliance, Timeshare Compliance can legally terminate, tear up, shred, eliminate, trash your timeshare agreement, ending your payments forever, saving you thousands. So whether you're a victim of a high-pressure, dishonest sales agent, or you were misled with what you were buying, or you overpaid and they underdelivered, call Timeshare Compliance now for a free consultation. With one simple call, the trusted professionals at Timeshare Compliance can legally rip up your timeshare agreement and help rip up your financial suffering. You could save thousands. Call now before another payment is due. Timeshare Compliance is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Call 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's Into Tomorrow for the weekend of February 7th, 2020. I'm Dave Graveline as we've kicked off our 25th year on the air, bringing you the latest in cool consumer tech available today and into tomorrow. We hope that you have the free, updated, brand new Into Tomorrow app, guaranteed not to cause any caucus chaos. But we hope that you do get that. Here in our Miami studios,
Chris Graveline.
And in the Miami control room is Erasmo. And in the New York office is Horatio. And all of us gathered round to answer your questions, deal with your digital dilemmas, and hopefully entertain and inform you. That's kind of our job, we think.
And don't forget, as you're shopping for your sweetie for Valentine's Day next week, that chocolates are nice, but tech is nicer.
Yeah, it's much more gooder. And he or she would appreciate that, I'm sure.
You can buy them the tech, buy me the chocolate.
Okay, yeah, like Chris needs it. But that's true. Buy some tech for a change for your honey on Valentine. Why not? It's a cool thing to do. You know, flowers are nice, chocolate's nice, you know, a bracelet, a necklace, that's all wonderful. But they would much more appreciate technology.
Just don't make the bracelet a fitness tracker, because that might backfire on you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, get a Peloton bike instead. That could be another issue. Either way, just we're reminding you, you've got about a week or less, if you're listening to this on the weekend of February 7th as we broadcast, to take care of your Valentine. Or, as some of us like to call it, Singles Awareness Day.
Right, which spells sad.
I don't think it's so sad.
Awareness Day. I don't think it's sad either.
Yeah, exactly.
But it means I can spend twice as much on my own tech.
Spoil yourself.
Yeah.
There you go. If it feels good, do it. Have a good time. Tech news and commentary before we get back to your calls and hopefully solving your digital dilemmas. If you've been waiting to update your phone's old operating system and you use WhatsApp, now it would be the time. Because Android and iPhone devices, which only support outdated operating systems, will no longer be able to run the Facebook-owned app. WhatsApp said the move was necessary in order to protect the security of its users. Smartphones using Android 2.3.7 and older, which, my gosh, that's very, very old. We're up to 10 now, for crying out loud. And iPhone iOS 8 or older. What iOS is up to now?
13 point something.
13, okay. Well, those are the ones affected by the update. The operating systems that WhatsApp is dropping support for are legacy operating systems, which are no longer updated or installed on new devices. Most users will simply be able to update their operating systems in order to continue to use the messaging service WhatsApp.
So I should update my Palm?
Yeah, I would jump right up. Well, you don't even use WhatsApp. I keep trying to get you to use it, and you don't like the fact that I can see when the message is delivered, and more importantly, I can see when it's read, and you don't want me to know that.
I told people, if you need me, send me a text. Why do I have to give people more and more ways to reach me?
It's not yet another way to reach you. It's another way to know that we've reached you.
Then call me.
If you're no, call.
Pick up the phone and call me.
Call.
If you want an immediate response, call me.
That's so into yesterday.
Plus,
I don't
sometimes
call anybody.
Plus, a call sometimes is a lot more satisfying to hit ignore.
Oh, is that what you do? See, because every time I have called you, it goes right to voicemail. Usually after the first ring. That's an indication.
No, it's because I have no signal at my house.
Yeah. Sure. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're going to go there. But for those who aren't familiar with why I like WhatsApp, it's because you get little check marks when you send a message. One check mark means it's gone out. Two means it's been received by the recipient. So then if it's important and you want to look again, you go back and say, okay, now they got it. When the two check marks turn blue, they've read it.
That's too much to remember.
No, it's not. Well, then why do you not even care? Just use WhatsApp so I'll know you got it. And then if it's blue and you're ignoring me, then there's going to be hell to pay.
Because you can already send me a text message or a Facebook message.
But I don't know when you get it or if you even got it or if you even saw it.
That's the idea.
Oh, my gosh.
Google has revealed that it paid out a total of $6.5 million in 2019 to people who found critical flaws in its software. The cash payments are part of Google's bug bounty program, which since its launch in 2010 has handed out a total of $21 million.
Wow.
All of the major tech companies operate similar bug bounty programs in an effort to keep their software safe and secure. The programs invite so-called ethical hackers, also known as white hat hackers, to examine software code in search of vulnerabilities that a more malicious hacker might exploit with potentially damaging consequences for the company involved.
Now, you would think that companies like that would have people on staff to do that. Okay, well, this group wrote the code. Now this group is going to check it for vulnerabilities, for people who are bad actors who might get into it. Instead, they're paying $21 million to people who don't work for the company
Yeah, but you also got to think that these people are probably going to be more prone to actively find a flaw because, if you have somebody on
staff. There's money involved.
If you have somebody on staff, they're going to get paid whether they find something or not. These people get paid when they find something.
Well, bonus them. Give them an extra day off or something.
Yeah. And of course, tech companies are prepared to pay big money for the discovery of serious flaws. In 2019, Google's single biggest payment was a cool $201,000, though the company declined to offer any details about the nature of that vulnerability.
Boy, but if they paid, what was it?
$201,000 for a single fine.
What an odd number, $201,000.
Yeah.
Why that happened, I'm not sure. But imagine, of course they didn't want to give details, because whatever it was huge.
Uh-huh.
Giving out a lot of personal information or something, so they had to quickly close that. But again, one of their own staff should have seen that instead of having to pay out $201,000. If I was a Google stockholder, I'd start questioning some of this. But good for that person who earned it. And it's funny that they won't tell us what that was about.
Yeah.
No, because it was a big mistake on their part, no doubt. Wow. The key to augmented reality's future lies in AR glasses instead of mobile devices, because glasses make it possible for viewers to see graphics in their actual world. That, according to a Macworld article, technical hurdles are pricing. That's pretty much the biggest challenge, they said, to the widespread adoption of AR. They add that noting that current headsets cost a minimum of more than $2,000. So when that price comes down to some realistic level, like more than half of that, then perhaps augmented reality's future will take off a little more. Because it's been very, very limited. Some great stuff in the medical field and certainly some gaming, but otherwise way too expensive at this point, at least to be good AR. We'll see if they can fix that.
The U.S. Department of the Interior has confirmed that it has grounded its fleet of non-emergency drones amid concerns over cybersecurity. In a brief statement, the department said the move will help to ensure that the technology used for these operations is such that it will not compromise our national security interests. The drones will still be used for emergency purposes, such as search and rescue and assisting with natural disasters, according to their statement. The order did not specifically mention threats from China, but said that information collected during drone missions, quote, has the potential to be valuable for foreign entities, organizations, and governments.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
So if the U.S. Department of Interior is grounding their drones, maybe you should ground your drones, too.
There's got to be a reason. But the Department of Interior takes care of parks. So what are they pretty much doing? Well, I think, don't they also handle dams? And
yeah, and search and, like I said, and search and rescue in these parks and things. So,
Wow. And they're worried about China hacking the drones?
They never said China specifically, but they're apparently worried about cyber hacking and saying that it could be useful to organizations and governments.
We've talked for years about how companies are racing to get products on the market, and in many cases, cutting corners when it comes to some security and protection and privacy issues. And that just is further proof about whatever drones they were using, they found some vulnerabilities. And they said, that's it. Just, you know, ground them for now. But that can't be a good thing, because pretty much they've come in very handy, I'm sure, for mapping things. And I mean, search and rescue, it's life-saving missions even.
Yeah.
Wow.
And my favorite drones are still the ones that have the built-in flamethrowers that they use on you know, high power lines to remove debris.
Oh, is that what they use them for?
I don't know if you've ever seen the YouTube videos. They have these drones that have built-in flamethrowers, and especially in big rural areas where they have these really tall power lines, if you get some debris on there, you know, tree branch or whatever, you can go and just burn whatever it is off.
And it doesn't burn the cable?
Apparently not.
Wow.
A lot of those cables aren't really insulated anyway.
Interesting.
Which is how, you know, things can get hairy up there.
Things get hairy up there? You're going to have to send me a couple links, and I'd like to see that. I have not seen that drone. I thought you were joking about flamethrower drones. Like, sure, everybody would love to have one.
They are a thing.
I've got a couple of neighbors that I'd love to be able to scare with a flamethrower drone. But I did not know about that. Gee. We talk a lot about Comcast. Well, Peacock, I'm sure you've heard of that. The upcoming streaming service from Comcast's NBC Universal will have a monthly price of, get this, $4.99 with 5 minutes or fewer of commercials per hour. And $9.99 without any commercials at all. And the former will be free for some cable and internet customers, no doubt if you're a Comcast customer. They claim that a free-for-all tier will also be available, and of course not providing any live sports, because that costs money. But you can get Comcast's Peacock for $5 if you can put up with 5 minutes worth of commercials per hour. Or for $10 if you don't want any commercials. Or do what I do, not plan to get it at all.
Yeah. Like me.
Although, I did subscribe to CBS All Access because I wanted to see Picard. And so far, the first two episodes have been pretty interesting. If you like Star Trek and you like Picard when he was the captain, then you certainly want to see this. And the only way is, of course, they got you, is buying the subscription to CBS All Access. And they've got multiple tiers, too. You can buy with some limited commercials, or you can buy with no commercials, which is kind of funny because it dips to black clearly for a commercial break. And if you paid for no commercials, 2 seconds later, it comes up with the next scene, you know, the next segment. But pretty cool nonetheless. And I, so far, they've only had two episodes. And darn them! They only come out on Thursdays, not like Netflix and other providers where you can binge watch the whole season. No, because then you only rent it for a month, watch them all, and disconnect.
That's why I told you you should have done what I was planning to do. You wait till the end of the season, you get it for 1 month, you only have to pay a 1 month fee, and you just binge the whole season.
I know. And I should, too, because like last week I forgot to watch it until like Saturday. And I'm thinking I could forget to watch it for, I don't know how many episodes they're even producing. But they're spending a lot of money on this. I mean, it's great special effects and very cool sound and, you know, good music with it and everything. And it's just interesting.
I mean, I did that with Netflix. I had watched one of their Netflix series, and then I canceled my Netflix account because I wasn't watching it otherwise. Didn't have it for almost a year, and then they came out with the next season of that show. So I went back to sign up for Netflix again. But apparently I had been away for so long that I qualified for the free trial again. So then I got the free trial, binge-watched it before the trial expired, and then canceled Netflix again.
Speaking of free trials, I got to share this with you. Satellite radio, which is not real radio, and I hate how they refer to us as terrestrial radio. We're radio. We're not terrestrial. We're radio, okay? Stop it, Sirius XM. So I had 3 free months. So I thought, okay, sure, I've got everything in the car. I've got Wi-Fi, and I've got everything else, and AM and FM, and HD radio, the whole bit. So there's a lot of sources. But if fine, you want to give it to me for 3 months, give it to me for 3 months. I'll punch it up once or twice. And I like the 60s on 6 and sometimes 70s and 80s, you know, harken back, fond memories, what have you. So they called and wanted to know if I wanted to renew. I said, no, thanks. No, but we'll give it to you for only $5 a month. No, thanks. Not interested. Okay, how about 3 more months for $2 total? I went, what? Yeah, for $2 a month? No, $2 for 3 months. Oh, well, plus tax. Oh, like tax on the full amount or what? No, tax on $2. So let me see, you're in Florida. It'd be $2.26, and it would expire May 19th. Fine. Yes, here's my debit card for $2. Are they desperate or what?
Yeah, well, that also proves to you that they don't really have to charge because they apparently make enough money on advertising on those channels that have advertising.
Yeah.
So they just want the numbers, the subscriber numbers, so they can make money on advertising. So
yeah.
Therefore, they don't have to charge. They just decide to charge anyway.
Yeah. It's so bizarre.
Radio should be free anyway. I've said it for years.
Of course. Like us. That's why radio is the original social media.
And it was in the beginning of satellite radio. They had such few channels and they had all this bandwidth. The sound quality was great. You get better sound quality on that than you did on broadcast radio.
Yeah.
But now it's the reverse.
Rosmo's agreeing with you big time.
I mean, because I did the same trial on my car and I couldn't believe how poor the quality was on satellite radio.
Because Sirius XM crams so much into being touting that they've got hundreds of channels. Great. But if you know music, especially, and you want to listen to any of the music channels with no commercials, it sounds like crap.
Yeah, so I figure I could pay for crappy radio, or I could get free good radio. I'll go with the free good radio.
Yeah. Oh, go figure. And the sad part is the millions that they have suckered into this. And then people like me who say, no thanks, not interested. Well, how about for $2, 3 months? Okay, fine, twist my arm, here's $2. You know, it's like for the few times that I'll actually punch something up, if local radio isn't entertaining me at the moment, then sure, I'll give you $2.26. Unreal. Into Tomorrow will continue. Most importantly, we continue the best when we hear from you. Let us solve any digital dilemma that you may have, any questions, comments, concerns, anything at all about consumer tech. Call this toll-free 800 number anytime.
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
Or even gooder,
download the free Into Tomorrow app where you can send us a message right from there.
This is an important announcement for anyone who wants health insurance, even if you miss the deadline. Right now, you can get the health insurance you and your family need from top insurance providers, even if you have pre-existing conditions or no insurance at all. The Plus Benefits Health Insurance toll-free number has been extended to help anyone who wants health insurance coverage now, or if you need a better plan or a lower price. Call Plus Benefits Health Insurance now at 800-332-1993. The call is 100% free and the help is real. Call 800-332-1993. That's 800-332-1993.
I'm Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow continues.
Hey, Dave and the team, I just wanted to congratulate you all for being on the air for 25 years. That's really amazing. Nobody stays on a job that long. But anyway, we really love you here. And thanks for the good work and keeping us informed.
Well, thank you, Greg in Tennessee. We appreciate those kind words, and we'd love to hear similar greeting from any of you. Whenever you have a moment, you can use the free Into Tomorrow app, the audio option. Send us a hello. When you do, though, tell us what you like or dislike about tech in the last 25 years. That can make for some fun radio, depending on what it is you have to say. Or you can call the following toll-free number that Chris is about to give you.
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000. Coming up in our next segment, we'll be chatting with Keith Vanderclay. He's the VP of Engineering Solutions for Amina Technologies. We're going to talk about their invisible and discreet loudspeaker solutions.
Yeah, have your coffee or energy drink handy, and we're going to teach you about a bunch of cool stuff.
It's time for our Evo History Major. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
Chris Graveline. IFA history.
When the DVD was introduced in the mid-90s, it was first used for data storage, as its capacity was five times higher than that of a CD. In 1997, the first DVD burners for PCs came to market, followed by the first consumer DVD players, which had their world premiere at the International Funkausstellung in 1997, now known...
Affirmative.
Now known as IFA.
Those robotic things just interrupt you.
Yes. Yeah. Movie content was protected by regional codes and copy protection, and the quality was perfect even in multiple copies. That's this week's IFA update, brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
Stevie, I'm so happy!
Oh, and you will be so happy, too, when we broadcast our 18th year from IFA in Berlin, coming up this September. Already excited for that. But before then, in April, I will be in Cyprus, the country on the eastern part of the Mediterranean near Syria. Okay.
Yeah.
moderating their global press conference. It's almost always around the Mediterranean. This year, it's in Cyprus. So it's kind of a precursor about what we can expect at IFA coming up in September, where they bring in about 400 journalists. It's a pretty cool event. Another IFA global event.
And you know our producers are going to try to send you the microphone so you can try to get some preview interviews.
It could happen. So by all means, stay tuned into tomorrow.com.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-295-4183 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-295-4183. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-295-4183. 800-295-4183.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. It's important that not only you listen to the show, but that you participate on the show. We absolutely want to hear from you. It is radio, after all, and you make the broadcast. Whether you have a question, a comment, a concern, maybe you want to share some tech rage, you want to know about something that you heard on the show, more information, whatever the case, perhaps you just want to share with us your favorite app these days. We know one of them, I hope, would be the Into Tomorrow app, but not to worry. If you have another app, that's what we want to hear, too, something that you'd recommend, the kind of thing you'd be telling your friends around the office water cooler or something is, oh, you got to try this out, check this. We want to hear that kind of thing from you as well. And more importantly, since we just launched our 25th year on the air, we would love to know what you like most about technology in the last 25 years, or conversely, what you dislike most about technology. Either way, do let us hear from you. The best way, the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app, or 800-899-INTO from anywhere in North America. 1-800-899-4686. Our next guest is introducing us to their line of speakerless, invisible, and discrete loudspeaker solutions. We welcome the Vice President of Engineering Solutions for Amina Technologies, Keith Venderclay. Keith, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well, Dave. And you?
I'm doing fine. I'm guessing that you're calling from across the pond, yes?
Well, actually, I'm calling from just north of Toronto, Canada.
Oh, okay.
In my little office here.
Well, a different pond, perhaps. But so first, tell me about Amina Technologies.
Well, Amina Technologies is a manufacturer and a developer of a loudspeaker product that really isn't a loudspeaker. It's based on a musical instrument. We started in about 1999 in Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire, England, which is, by the way, pretty well the heart of loudspeaker technology over in the UK.
Uh-huh.
And that's where, you know, all our big guys live, like Kev and Meridian, and you know, we are right in that center. And actually, we're born out of the Wharfdale Mission loudspeaker era, when our managing director, Richard Newlove, came to a point where he thought that a specific technology would have applications in both the home and commercial markets.
Okay, very cool. So then he realized that there's a way to use your speakerless technology, not only for smart homes, which I notice on your website, aminasound.com, aminasound.com. You're talking about audio for very smart homes and businesses, and for that matter, historic places. I guess anywhere where you don't want to see a typical speaker, you could use some invisible, discrete loudspeaker solutions.
Yeah, you could. I mean, it really comes down to what we are normally doing in the house. I mean, most of the time we listen to music as background music, foreground music, mm-hmm. and we walk about, we do our thing, we entertain. And most people have usually, you know, a little stereo setup that they would be listening to, or they'd be listening to television. But what they don't realize is that the loudspeaker was originally really developed for a near-field application. That's, you know, what we are not. We're not a near-field. We're not a two-channel type of application where you sit back and listen to, you know, your most favorite album, your most favorite performance, because that's what you would do in a dedicated area of your home,
sure,
where you have your speakers aimed at you. We are that other solution that you do 99% of the time, is, you know, living with sound. Mm-hmm. And our solution literally allows you to fill a room corner to corner, edge to edge, very evenly with sound, rather than having all these hot spots of sound from specific loudspeakers in the area. Our solutions are, discrete and invisible. However, you know, where we really focus our attention is on sound quality. That became our first priority.
So let's talk, really, Keith, for a moment about the invisibility of the speakers. I'm guessing certainly aesthetically that's nice, you know, not having to see a speaker somewhere, but you're actually kind of putting them behind the walls, are you, or as part of a wall panel of some sort? How does that part work?
Well, the soundboard that we use, which is literally principally based on an acoustic instrument like a string instrument, a piano, a guitar, a violin, it resonates, and we use a tuned resonator panel in order to replace part of your drywall or your stucco wall or whatever wall or ceiling, and that's mainly the main application that we get into. And literally, you can plaster over top of it, or we have models that you literally can just wallpaper over top, different type of models for different type of applications. And yes, they become completely invisible to the house. It's a decorator's delight.
Oh, I would guess so. And these are all these VBTs, or vibrational panel technologies. Is that how that part works?
Yeah, the vibrational panel technology is a term that we sort of coined in order to get the idea across that it's not a loudspeaker. It's a speakerless loudspeaker. our speakers are based on the principle of excitation bending wave technology. People call it DML, distributed mode loudspeakers, spread source loudspeakers. It's all based on the principle that a panel resonates, and we create that resonance, that first impulse response, through the panel, and as the panel starts to resonate into the room, it literally spreads into every direction. The mere fact that we can then finish that panel off with any substrate over or and any covering material is then an added bonus.
I'm assuming it's also, of course, a much added cost as well. I mean, I love the idea, and of course, aesthetically, it's great, as you say, not only a designer's ultimate environment there, but I think anyone else, if you got a nice big flat screen on the wall, you don't want to be looking at speakers, but you certainly want to be immersed in what you're doing. But now we're talking about construction as well as the speakers, right? I mean, how realistic is it? Price-wise for most of us as consumers? Or is it realistic yet?
Well, it certainly is realistic. We do a lot of retrofit, and it really depends on how important the decor is to you and how much space you want to dedicate to putting speakers in somewhere, mm-hmm. or have that visual aspect of a grill on your wall or a grill on your ceiling. How important is the architectural aspect of this? This speaker is really not all that expensive when you think about it. The speakers range from per unit from $600 to about $3,000 if you really want to party on and literally have concert level sound.
Wow.
It's not that expensive if you compare it to a good quality or bookshelf speaker. And the installation, again, one has to fish wire through a wall. That is usually done by somebody who knows what they're doing.
Hopefully, yes.
yes. And cut a hole in your wall or ceiling to put this speaker in. And that, of course, sets a lot of people back. But it's really not all that different than a conventional wall repair. So it doesn't have to be very costly. It comes with all the hardware that you need in order to put it in, or you can buy back boxes so you don't have as much transfer to the back, because everything that goes into your wall will transfer into the rest of the structure. And once the panel is installed and taped and smeared, it is an easy sand and prime and paint or wallpaper, or if you put it in, let's say, millwork, that's another possibility that a lot of people are starting to use. If they have, for instance, tongue and groove ceilings or tongue and groove walls or judges paneled walls or even Krikorian walls, we can provide you with the information as how to install it, route out the back, leave about 2 to 3 millimeters of substrate, so the face of the material, and the speaker gets literally glued onto the back. And because it is a specific model that expects to have that face material on it, and that's how we tune them, that's how we rate them when we manufacture them, the speaker ends up sounding like it's in the room, but it's not.
Yeah, and you can't find it. You can't see it. So it's like, wow, there's no doubt this is fascinating technology. And if it's affordable to anyone listening, by all means, take advantage. It sounds to me like if you're planning on maybe doing some redecorating or rebuilding a room to a nice home theater or something of that sort, by all means, you want to consider the speakerless, invisible, discreet loudspeaker solutions that we're talking about. And of course, you could get more information when you visit aminasound.com, aminasound.com. We'll link you there too when you visit intotomorrow.com. Keith, you're a delight to talk with, and we've learned a lot here. This is truly fascinating, and again, if it's affordable, hopefully more and more people will do this. Certainly, as new homes and businesses and even retrofitting historic places and things of that nature are being worked on, this would be certainly what people should consider, no doubt.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity to explain a little more about this really fantastic technology that is starting to emerge.
Oh, by all means. Thank you, sir. A pleasure chatting with you. AminaSound.com. And, of course, IntoTomorrow.com will get you there as well. You'll see what Keith and his team are up to with their very cool smart home, smart business, smart historic places, speaker systems. Check it out. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
It's your weekly technology audio gem, Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
Dave, I wanted to say congratulations for 25 years of excellent information and entertainment. And I wanted to find out, did you give Reno Grant his radio voice?
Now, see, I don't know who that is, but thank you, Greg in Hollywood, for sharing that info. You said it's some guy who's on country radio or something?
He's been a traffic reporter here in South Florida for, like, ever.
Oh, well, I have a short commute to work, so I don't usually listen to traffic reports, but thank you, Greg. We appreciate it. And if you want to send us a similar congratulatory message for our 25th year kickoff, that would be awesome, and we'd love to play it on the radio. But at the same time, tell us what you liked or disliked about technology in the last 25 years. Anything at all you want to share with us, we'd love for our audience to hear that as well. Do let us know. 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. Or
download our free Into Tomorrow app and hit the button that says Message to Studio. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by StreamGuys.com, providing the 24/7 stream of Into Tomorrow on our website at IntoTomorrow.com and on those free Into Tomorrow apps.
Speaking of free, do you get our, not you, Chris, or you, Erasmo, because we know you do, but anyone else listening, do you get our free once-a-week tech newsletter? I trust that you do, and if not, gasp. I hope that you would. And it's very easy. All we ask for is your email address, and all you have to do is visit intotomorrow.com. Hopefully the little box pops up, and when it does, it asks only for your email address, which, by the way, in spite of the constant begging and pleading, we don't share with anyone. We have been keeping your email addresses private for years. We're not going to start now giving it out. So when you get the tech newsletter, it has, unbelievably, some tech news, which you might find interesting. It has some thoughts, which you might find enough to make you smile. That's why we provide those. It also has who's on the show this week, and it even highlights a couple of the calls that we're going to address their questions and their answers, among other things, like
the weekly tech tip. This week, Valentine's Day is upon us, and your tech is all you need to make sure your special someone is the happiest ever. From electronic greetings to e-cards and flowers, tech is helping you celebrate.
That's right, and celebrate with tech. Don't give flowers or candy to him or her. Give them some tech. They'll love you for it. And the ultimate guide to health and fitness tech in 2020. Whether you're just counting steps or training for a triathlon, oh, I'm tired already at the thought, we'll tell you what you need to amp up your fitness routine.
Yeah, see, now that one you lost me at fitness.
I know.
I'll read all the other stories, but I'll probably skip that one.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you should at least read it.
You don't have to
click the link if you don't want to follow up and do anything about it, but at least read it. All in this week's Into Tomorrow Tech Newsletter, available at intotomorrow.com. When you participate on the program, when we hear you on the air, you could win some fabulous prizes. For example,
from various companies, we've got cases for iPhones, iPads, and Samsung Galaxy phones.
Three Doodlers sent us more Create Plus 3D printing pens to share with you.
From Puro Sound Labs, we've got some volume-limited gaming headsets for kids.
From Magali, nightstand light with USB charger built in.
And from Nuvio, we've got some Tableau Dual over-the-air DVRs for cord cutters.
Oh, these work really well, and to get your over-the-air stations for free with a DVR built in, let us know. No promises or guarantees, but we'll try to get something like that that you request.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value, some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Happy 25th anniversary. I hope you have another 25 years being on the radio. Great show.
Well, thank you, Gary, in Plymouth Township. We do appreciate all the kind greetings from our audience. And in this case, Gary, hoping for another 25 years. I don't know that I'll make another 25, but certainly a few more years anyway, because it's our quest to bring you further into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text the word radio to 35,000 if you'd like more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
Vincent in Detroit, Michigan, listens on AM 800 CKLW.
More and more these days, they're making cars without CD players. So I have a new Jaguar F-Pace, and it doesn't come with a CD player. But I have some CDs that I would still like to play in my vehicle. So what would be the best options for playing your CDs in vehicles now that don't have CD players but have a plug that you can plug an MP3 player in and things like that?
Well, Vincent, where are you buying your CDs? Those things must be getting hard to find these days. Since you have that aux plug, you can just connect a portable CD player. Surprisingly enough, they're relatively easy to find and relatively inexpensive. You can find them at places like Best Buy and Target. Some models don't even reach $20. Just plug them in with a standard stereo cable and you should be all set. Probably for under 25 even.
Yeah, of course, you probably won't be able to control it with your car radio or any controls that you have built into your steering wheel, so you might be better off joining the present and just converting all your music to digital and play it from your phone.
Very true, and a lot of people are doing that, and in some cases, sounding just fine. So maybe just burn all your CDs. You want to keep that good music anyway. Rip them, as they say, and make them all MP3s, the best quality you can, so that you can listen intotomorrow.com.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks, available in your app store, or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.